As of November 17th, there have been 136 traffic collisions within the city limits of El Paso. The accidents caused 59 fatalities that included 18 pedestrians.
The city of El Paso is working with various community partners to launch a new outreach effort to increase public awareness about traffic safety. It's a year-long initiative aimed at reducing traffic fatalities. City Representative Beto O'Rourke is an advocate for vulnerable road users.
I like to do what I can for this vulnerable road user because it covers cyclists, pedestrians, runners, people in wheelchairs, anyone who for whatever reason is unable to use the sidewalk and is in the road but is not a car.
In addition to the Arrive Alive campaign, on December 7th, City Council will be having a public hearing for the Safe Passing Ordinance, which will provide the foundation of an educational campaign.
And basically, it says that if you're in a motor vehicle, you need to pass with care when you're passing a vulnerable road user, and it actually dictates what that means. You know, it's so many feet that you give that vulnerable road user. And in some cases, if you have a lane that's available to you to your left, you move into that lane and allow the vulnerable road user to have that entire right lane to themselves if you're on a multi-lane road. But all parties need to realize that the road needs to be shared by everybody, and they need to use that road in the safest possible manner to account for everyone else's safe use. I think a real obvious place to start is kindergarten through 12th grade education. Just make sure that it's reinforced year after year and in class after class that, you know, it's really important whether you're driving or riding your bike or walking to be very aware and very safe and to very strictly follow the rules of the road.
This is Frances Regalado reporting to you from El Paso, Texas.